What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate all of y'all for entering. And yes, I am aware that it has been a while since I did a podcast. I'm so sorry about that. I had recorded last week one, but it was really noisy and you could barely hear what I was saying, so I didn't like it. I like what I said, but you could barely hear me, so I said, okay, I'll just do one next week. And before I go on into today's topics, I just want to say, for all those who are going through a hard time, or for all those who are going through a struggle, this too shall pass. Like, I was going through a major struggle that very few know about, and very few will know about until maybe later on in my future. And that shit, not many people will be able to bounce back from, but I'm bouncing back and I'm coming back harder than ever. Like, ever since that car got taken away, I've just been working harder. Like Big Sean said, when our car got repossessed, we was working like repossessed. Like, I'm working like I'm on a mission. Like, I'm hanging out with less friends just so that I could work on my shit. Like, I haven't been able to play basketball for a couple weeks because I had lost my basketball, and I didn't have a chance to look at my basketball shit. So, but now I got my shit. Before I continue as well, Nike LeBron Soldier 12 reviews will be coming out probably in the next 2 or 3 days. I'm definitely not gonna be doing the outdoors. I'm gonna be doing the indoors. So go ahead and check out that when it comes out. Go ahead and check that out when it comes out. That was awful. But let's get into these topics. So the first thing I want to talk about, my prayers are going out for Demi Lovato, man. If for some of y'all who don't know, just the other day, Demi Lovato it was reported that she overdosed. I don't know if it was on heroin or if it was on coke. I don't know the details. I don't fact check. But my condolences go out to her and to her family members, man. Because just a few days before, she literally wrote a song. I mean, she literally released a song called Sober. And it's funny because this was actually brought to my attention by somebody who may not be named, but you know who you are. And the song Sober is literally a plea for help. Like, she's literally asking for help. Like, you could hear it in the song. I was listening to that song earlier today, and I'm like, how did nobody help her? Or how did nobody notice this, man? Like, when it comes to hip-hop, y'all be so critical about the message that they're sending out. Y'all be so critical about all the shit that they be talking about. But then, why weren't y'all critical about the lyrics that she was talking about in this song, you know? Like, you never know what someone's going through on the inside, man. Or everybody has their own issues. Everybody has totally different issues, man. So how is it that if someone's literally crying for help, you don't even help them, you know? But yeah, man, like, it's really sad what's going on with her. I'm really feeling it for her. Like, Demi Lovato, she got some songs that I fucking like, man. You got me fucking with it. Demi Lovato got some dope ass songs. I've been fucking with her since Camp Rock. What y'all know about Camp Rock? But yeah, my condolences to her, man. But that leads me to my next topic. Nickelodeon, y'all niggas got me fucked up if y'all think that that's how Chucky's gonna be looking like in a reboot of Rugrats.
What?
I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. if y'all niggas want to go, we could go to Nickelodeon right now. They in Burbank. We could go, like, that's like a 45-minute bus ride. We could go up over there and we could go murk them niggas down here, y'all. But on some real shit, though, man, I really hope they don't ruin this Rugrats, because Rugrats, that was the shit. 90s babies, y'all knows what I'm talking about. Rugrats was the 80s babies, too. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That was the shit back in the days. I remember when I had cable, I used to still watch that shit. At night, when I'm about to go to bed, I'm like, man, let me go put some Rugrats on. I really hope Nickelodeon doesn't fuck that shit. If they do that, man. Childhood ruin, right? It's not even like I'm gonna watch it. Maybe I'll watch it. But I'm most likely just gonna go by the reviews and give my... And no, I'll watch it. Because I don't like... I'm not that nigga that likes to just base his reviews off of shit that he barely read. I like doing my research and shit like that, you know? Because you can't trust everything that you see on there. Even me, you really can't trust what I'm saying. It's my opinion. It's my opinion based off of the info that was given to me. But, anyways. This was fire. Shout out to Nike, though. They gave me some free socks. Well, actually, they weren't free, because these were cheaper than the KDs that I had gotten, but they hooked me up. They gave me like a 50% discount on a full price item. I'm like, okay. Shit. Anyways, fuck, what was my next topic? Oh yeah. So I'm pretty sure most of y'all have heard. Before I continue, just like Lil Wayne said in Dedication 6 Reloaded, when I say y'all, I'm not really referring to anybody. It's just, I like saying y'all. I don't want to say you, I don't like saying you guys, anything like that. I say y'all. This is, but anyways, I'm pretty sure y'all have heard by now the Tekashi 69 featuring Nicki Minaj song and everything like that. And I gotta say, that song bangs. That song is hard. That song really is hard. Like, Nicki got bars on that. I'm not gonna, like, Nicki dropped some bars on that shit. But I wanna see how her Queen album is gonna be looking like. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Nicki would be fine, regardless of if it flops or not. But, but what I do know is, to all my rappers out there, to all those who actually love their craft, Tekashi, I like his music. Don't get me wrong. I'm still going to listen to his music. I'm still going to support him. But that nigga, man. Yesterday, I saw a video of him talking to Angie Martinez on the radio, saying that he does not take his craft serious at all. That shit is just, not to me, because, I mean, honestly, that's him. I really don't give a fuck about him like that. I just like his music. I'm not even joking, because that nigga, he's a bitch-ass nigga. But anyways, I don't even listen to his music like that now that I think about it. But anyways, that hurts. That's like the demoralizing. Seeing a nigga who's almost every single song that he's ever put out is gone on the billboards. Every single song. He's dissing niggas out here. He's dissing cities out here. He's dissing niggas. And then again, I'm going to say that his crap, he doesn't care about it. He's not even trying. I That must be demoralizing. For some. For some. But the key to that is just get the gas in, nigga. If you don't get the gas in, then you're gonna have a lot of issues in this industry. And just the entertainment industry as is, basketball, football, or no, let me rephrase that. Sports, music, dancing. I consider dancing a sport. Or yeah, I'd consider cheerleading a sport. It's if you're competing in something, then it's a sport. That's like saying running is like the Olympics on sports. Anyways. Savage. 50 Cent real life a savage. He's that nigga that so first of all, if you haven't heard of the 50 Cent and the Mayweather beef by now, I don't know what to tell you. Not everybody's into that shit, but I'm pretty sure majority of my followers or my listeners know what I'm talking about when it comes to the Mayweather and 50 Cent beef. So Floyd Money Mayweather was shooting shots at 50 Cent about his son on Instagram, right? And he started saying that, the son that actually is your son, you don't even take care of him, but the son who isn't yours is the one that you take care of and treat like a baby and all that shit. And then 50 Cent was like, "All right, bet. Give me some time. I got you. I'm gonna treat you like I got you." And that nigga 50 Cent came back with receipts, all types of receipts. That nigga is ruthless. I don't even. That nigga straight up. So that nigga 50 Cent said that nigga was literally FaceTiming the nigga as he was killing himself and his girl. That nigga came back with receipts. That nigga is Kanan in real life. Shout out to Power. That shit was wild, bruh. I'm like, yo, 50. My nigga. Kill him softly. And then after some... He posted something else, which I forgot what it was, but I don't fact check, so I'm not gonna go check. I ain't gonna say that. But then he's like, oh, let's just be buddies again, pal. How about that? Some shit like that. That nigga is Kanan. Get the strap. Get the motherfucking strap. Alright. Let's go see this motherfucker R. Kelly, bruh. This nigga R. Kelly, wild, bruh. Wild. That nigga released a song called I Admit It. I haven't even listened to it yet. I'm probably gonna listen to it and then I'll probably write down my, like, in the description how I felt about the song. But according to a lot of sources, apparently, which is pretty accurate right now, That nigga was admitting basically to all the allegations against him. Like, when it comes to this whole sex scandals shit. Nigga, we knew this! That's why I don't really fuck with R. Kelly. Like, I know a couple of his songs. I know that probably, like, well, everybody knows R. Kelly's song. Everybody knows R. Kelly's song. But I never was a huge fan of it. I know that he did it. Multiple allegations, my nigga. Yeah, stop. I hate that multiple allegation shit though. I really do. Cause sometimes they just be trying to make up to get some paper. Which is a scandal or something. But nigga, you married Aaliyah when she was 14. As soon as that shit popped off, everybody knew it was good. Alright. Let's move on from that bullshit. Mr. 45, I'm going to give you a pass today, man, because I don't even feel like talking about you today, man. I don't know if y'all remember, I did a podcast, I think it was on Anchor, when I was doing my little 5-minute podcast. Shout out to all my OGs that were listening to those, but yeah, there's this one on Anchor. I was talking about how that nigga is gonna start a war with us because someone hurt his feelings. That's exactly what this nigga's about to do. That's exactly what this nigga's about to do. But I'm not gonna talk about that shit today. I think there was one more topic I was supposed to talk about. I don't have enough because somebody had asked me a question. What does loyalty mean to me? Because they were in a situation, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk about that in my next podcast. So watch out for that. In my honest opinion, you should never be 100% dependent on someone. Circumstances may arise that, yes, that may be the case, but don't let it be a habit. If so, you know? That's why I wanted to say that first and foremost. The loyalty to me is when somebody, they got your back. Like, if you have an issue, no, not even an issue, if y'all just work together as a team, like, teamwork brings people, if y'all work together as a team, that's what loyalty is. Like, no matter what team you're, sports-wise, no matter what team you're on, as long as you're working together as a team, that's what loyalty is. So long as you have each other's best interests at heart, no matter what, that's what loyalty is. Because if someone doesn't have your best interests at heart, you can see through it. You can see, like, real recognizes real. And so if somebody doesn't have their best interests at heart for you, you can see it. yeah, everybody has their own tactics, everybody has their own ways of how they're moving, but you can see through it if somebody has your best interest at heart, truly. And if someone has their best, you has your best interest at heart, you should love them, obviously. It's, but loyalty is hard to come by. Very hard to come by. Not everybody's loyal. So you just gotta watch who you move with. And that's basically what loyalty means to me. So there's your answer. You told me not to put your name on it. Alright, sure. But, yeah, that's about it. I'm done smoking. I'm about to go hoop. I'm definitely not about to go hoop over here because it's hot as fuck. I'm about to go freaking, I'm about to go to the gym. Probably go lift a little bit then. Well, actually, no, I'll probably just finish hoop, chill a little, then go lift again. No days off, nigga. So this is your boy, ABK. And thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate y'all. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.